Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Sister Akila Ali, and this is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. To learn more about CRO, please visit us at CROE.org, or you can contact us at 773-925-1600. Thank you for joining today. I was just reflecting upon the audio that I've listened to this week. Of course, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because this is nothing but Elijah. I listened to a laborer's message from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I thank my brothers and sisters at CRO, particularly Brother Jamil Muhammad, Sister Kim Muhammad, Brother Mandeen Muhammad, Brother George Malachi, all of those who have assisted me with having access to the audio in the right form and converting it so I'm able to share it, and just reflecting and listening to it. Because as many of you may know, and some of you may not know, that has been a part of my journey with the organization and coming to the understanding that Almighty God, Allah, appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is most certainly his last and greatest messenger. I wouldn't be able to bear witness to those things were it not for the care that the organization of CRO took, in particular Brother Munir Muhammad, and archiving and finding every possible audio, video, any writing, anything that was related to our last and great messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our dear brother, late and great Brother Munir, business manager of CRO, took the liberty to make that his life mission, to make sure that we were aware of who the messenger was and is. And with that, going back to my journey and learning about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, learning to appreciate him by listening to those carefully archived audios, there were a few that were standouts to me because they were given to me or recommended to me by Brother Munir when I first came to the organization and took an interest in learning about the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And one that is a part of the opening of the show, it comes from June 4th, 1972, Theology of Time, which is one of my favorites because it just has so many things in it that make me reflect upon relationships and growth in this teaching. And the laborer tape that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that I was listening to this week, in the laborer's message, the messenger was telling his laborers, instructing them on how to present the teachings to our people in conversation. And that is something, as a believer, that is a skill that many of us seek to do well in, because it is of no help to us to have this knowledge and not be able to communicate it and share it with our brothers and sisters in a way that will make them curious enough to want to investigate more on their own. And that is something that I loved about Brother Munir Muhammad. He had that gift of being able to, no matter the conversation, bring you to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And before you know it, in the midst of that conversation, you can't do anything but find yourself bearing witness, not only to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but also if you don't fully understand or even want to say that you believe and agree in what is being shared with you regarding the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you have a newfound respect for the conviction and the love that Brother Munir Muhammad presented when he was speaking to you about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So in delivering this message and sharing this life-giving teachings with our people, knowing how to communicate your love and appreciation in a way that will encourage others to investigate. And, you know, maybe they don't accept it fully at the time that you are presenting it to them, but you may make an impression where that they may want to investigate further, and if nothing more, at least bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad loved us 1,000% as compared to anyone else who has presented themselves as being one who is on our side. And going back to audios that I've listened to, and Brother Munir Muhammad in particular, I listened to an audio that was, I believe, from 1991. And it was an interview, a conversation that he had with a brother, a quirky brother is what I would refer to him as, but a brother who was always looking to have conversations about how to improve our communities as Black people, and that's Brother Mark X. Sims. And this conversation is a demonstration to me about what the messenger of Allah referred to when he said to share the teachings in conversation with our brothers and sisters. So with that, I would like to indulge you in listening to How to Stop Crying with Brother Munir Muhammad.
Welcome to Side 2. I'm Mark Sims. Now we're going to hear a television interview I conducted with Munir Muhammad. And we're going to discuss the same question: how to stop crime and murders in Black neighborhoods. And can the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad help save our communities?
Okay. First question I'd like to ask you is that, Mr. Muhammad, why don't Black people give Elijah Muhammad credit for the great work he has done?
You know, brother, that's a very good question that you ask. I'm inclined to believe, Mark, that subliminally, Caucasian people have had such an effect on us that it's an insult, but just as you train dogs, our people have been trained a negative thing when it comes to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when his name is brought up, automatically there's a hatred, because the Caucasian has already saw that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the solution to our problem. He couldn't be broken because they didn't control him. They didn't control anything. I read an FBI report on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And these a skilled investigator and people who come up with dirt and different things to slander you, nothing that they did could alter the progress of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's a lesson in itself that the so-called American Negro leaders should take a look at. And I say this with respect. I mean, just look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's success. They brought everything to him. They said that he taught hate. They tried to slander him by saying that he had teenage wives. You know, I mean, this is the slander that they did. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't address them, period. Didn't pay them any attention. They accused him of having Malcolm X assassinated, who so-called American Negroes claim they love, you know. And I say this, claim they love, because our people, you know, only remember what you did yesterday. So to show you that they don't know anything about Malcolm, because if they investigated, even those who tell me, and let me say this since you asked me this question. The next time you tell someone you read the autobiography of Malcolm, and that's what inspired you, and you don't love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it's something wrong, even though there was a slant on the book. Let me tell you why. There are people who said that Malcolm read everything in the library. You know, he learned how to do things in jail. But yet and still, in the same book, they gave him credit for being a talented brother coming up. You know, because remember the school teacher who said, Malcolm, you shouldn't want to be a lawyer. So which is it? Did he learn how to read before he went in? Was he an honor student before he went in? Or did he become an honor student while he was in? See the inconsistency there. It was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching that gave him direction. Otherwise, you heard him just criticizing Larry Hoover, didn't you? They said he couldn't be reformed. See, Negroes can't make up their mind. Even a Negro congressman, my congressman, incidentally, a Negro congressman, you know, whatever ward I am out, so I won't use the Negro's name, but that's the way he functions as a Negro. I've heard him give credit to Malcolm X, but I also heard him on television condemning brothers and sisters trying to get together in the peace summit. So I'm saying the inconsistencies, and our people don't have a mirror to see themselves. This is why the historical record is so important, my dear brothers, because it's the thing with Malcolm, it's convenient. All the Negro actors, all the Negro politicians, and this is what I'm referring to, those who claim. See, you can't love Malcolm and not love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I don't care who you are, because he's the one who made Malcolm. And he turned out Malcolms by the tens of thousands. And we can prove it if you make us, you know. And I say this with the deepest respect, brother. We know that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is superior because we see everyone emulating it today. Whoever come up with any kind of solution or successful programs, we can show you where they got it from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the government recognizes that, too. This is why they look and they listen. They say, well, they're not quite with Muhammad yet. So we know we still have time. Yes, sir.
Get our next question, okay? Next question is, what makes the messenger's teaching so special?
You know, that's a good question. You've heard even the children by the first family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad slander him and say, may God forgive him for his sins. If that's what sinning is, we all should be lucky as to live the life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. His teaching was special because what the whole world had been looking for was received by him. Everyone had been expecting God to come. Now, when I say this, there are Negroes who would smirk and say they believe that God is a man. Well, I don't know what you believe he was, but I know he was a man. I'm going past belief. You know, belief is just something that one has and it hasn't been proven. Well, the facts are that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met with God in person. How do I know that? I live on the earth. I examine what goes on in the world. I hear and I see. I have not heard anything introduced by white or black or whatever you want to refer to our people that's superior to the knowledge that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has presented us. The man gave us wisdom in the beginning of time at the creation of God. Showed us. I mean, to really put in there, can you imagine that a man can take you to the doorway to give you a vision of how the whole world was begun, how God made himself. Now, you laugh at that because you don't know. Just because you don't know, then it couldn't have happened. You understand? You take a positive and make it into a negative and say, well, God didn't raise me up. So why would he raise someone else up? You understand what I'm saying? See, it's silly. But you can't handcuff the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Look, brother, for years that man offered anybody who can prove one word that he taught a lie that he would give them $10,000 every hour. In fact, then he told them, look, say you're so small, and say the white man don't dare stand up here and argue with him because you have to get a telescope to find him. He's so small into the knowledge. Now, here's a man that challenged the Caucasian every day. Now, the people that we believe in. Now, no one has done that, brother and sisters. And see, and so the real disrespect that they give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and they think they're giving him a title. My poor brothers and sisters, let me say this to you, because I know you get annoyed with me when I say these things to you, but, you know, Marcus Garvey was a good man. We love what Marcus Garvey tried to do, you know. But see, listen, Marcus Garvey told you, even in New York City, I think it was in the early 1918 at a rally, that the new teachings that would be given, they were asking him what would his program be. And I think he would use the Holy Quran as the foundation, and it would be Islam. A messenger would come. Now, you, those of you who love Marcus Garvey, go find that speech he did in New York City, and I think about 1928, I think it was. I don't know. It's one of those dates, but I'm sure you can find it if you look for it. My point is, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met and walked with whom he deemed to be God in person. Now, if you don't believe it, then you should have something superior. Now, I haven't heard anything superior, and especially every time I think about his son, people say we're too hard on his son. Brother and sister, you haven't seen anything. When God finished with that son, I wouldn't want to be in his shape, a man who has condemned his father. I've made a promise that I was going to refrain from even calling his name. But you know the one who was outside the nation all those years and was given a gold mine, but he didn't want it. But now all of a sudden he's the great leader of the Muslims, you know. But it's hard for me to keep a straight face when I bring up that subject. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the winner, and they can say what they will about him. But if he did meet with God, then I want to know who he was.
Okay.
But he's special because he met with God, to answer your question.
Yes, why are people, this is a two-part question. Why are people afraid of Islam, and how can black people benefit from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad?
Well, first of all, our people are afraid of Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're not afraid about the convenient Islam, as I call it, the one that black Muslims are not respected by white Muslims. They don't know that kind. You see, brother, in Somalia, many of those people are Muslims, okay? In black Africa, many of those brothers are Muslims. But they have been conditioned to look for something up in the sky to help them. They can recite the Holy Quran verbatim, you know. But they don't have anything to eat. They have resources in their country, and someone comes in under the cover of darkness. I mean, some of our good brothers have things like cocoa, but you can't buy any hot chocolate over there. They have rubber, but you can't get a flat tire fixed. You know, something wrong. The wealth is exploited by others, but they got Islam. The Islam that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives you removes fear instantly. You can't be a coward in this operation. You understand? Not with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching. Maybe another Islam that tell you to turn the cheek, the other cheek, which some of these are telling you, and wait on your pie in the sky. We don't believe in that. We believe in making heaven while we live, you see. So this Islam is scary because there's a people who have been conditioned to be dependent. See, this eliminates dependency, except on God, you know. So I'm saying the fear has been embedded in us when we were brought here over four centuries ago. You understand? But it didn't just start with that process. The rebellion started long before there, but I know in this audience that we have today, as far back as they go, is 6,000 years, and I certainly wouldn't want to strain their brains to go back any further.
Last question. Can the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad stop the gangbang and the killing and the crime?
Instantly. And let me tell you how it can do that. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in fact, I want to say Dr. Ben Chavers did a great teaching at Mount Maryam recently. And he told about his sojourn in prison and how they continued to move him around from different prisons to keep him from organizing. Now, we wrote of him in Muhammad Speak during that time as the Wilmington 10. And he was a strong fighter, you know, trying to desegregate schools. Now, as you know, he's the head of the NAACP. The point is that here was a brother. I wanted to digress a moment because what was the question? Rephrase the question.
Can the Methodist teaching stop the gangbanging, the crime, and the killing in black neighborhoods?
Yes, it can, Ma. Instantly. And the reason it can stop it, because it gives life to a mentally dead people. To be gangbanging and killing your own self is like committing suicide. We know that that's a violation of God's law, to kill oneself. You see, but when you don't know self, then you don't respect self. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching bring you instant respect of self because you're akin to the Creator, the one who made these things happen, the one who originated the heavens and the earth. You are from that. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives you an instant connection to God himself, shows you your power and your value, so it eliminates death. You don't want to be associated with death when this teaching gets you. And to show you, and to prove it, I should say, he was able to go into the prisons of America. And I began to use Ben Chambers, who was at the Wilmington 10, who's now the head of the NAACP. Most people don't know of his history, but by us having the record, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him a forum, and that organization a forum from prison. Wrote about him, the only major newspaper that was willing to carry their stories. And that's another thing that black people should be ashamed of themselves. Just as Ben Chavis acknowledged what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had done for him, and he said, even though it's 30 years late, I want to pay tribute to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because the inspiration and motivation that they got, even though there was a fear, still, we can't go to Muhammad, because they had been taught and trained to become integrationists, but not integrate with yourself, not to go and become subjugated under the slave mentality you want to simulate with someone else, a dominant power. As the first thing that the Imam did when he opened up the door for white people to come into the nation. And instead of our people realizing their superiority, they began to want to be like the master, you know. And there again, they gave up of themselves, so they were stunted in their growth. And I submit to you respectfully, the average Muslim under that man has gone into death and they don't even know it. And the Holy Quran promises you that. For those who reject our messages, we lead you step by step to destruction from which you know not. See, they don't have the power to go in and do nothing. People don't even listen to them, you know. So it's the thing is stagnating. The Imam used to do a subject talking about turning water into wine, to that effect. And he gave the parable that there was no life in everybody else's teaching. When he first came on the scene, he came on running. But this new teaching, after about 6-7 months, everyone began to question, what was he really doing? So I'm saying, he said if you'd be around for 10 years, he would show you signs like you never saw. And every week, he had to begin to change the organization's title because it was going downhill. He didn't even see it. And many of my brothers and sisters who we were willing to die for as Muslims, when we see them now, they know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had power and gave them instant power. In his teaching, it gave them power. But they're so quick to go in another direction, and they, even though they're in hell, rather than to pick up and say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was right, they'd rather die and commit suicide. So they've gone back into the death. But whereas in the prisons, the people who have been downtrodden and suffering for so long, when they hear the messenger's teaching in its undiluted form, it wakes them up right away because they know that something was wrong. You understand? But those who are inside, you know, here to have access to this teaching on a regular basis, you know, it doesn't do the same for them because they think they know. They're proud. You understand? So, brother, I know we started off saying, well, the teaching, you know, stop the drugs. It'll stop anything of death. But you have to be willing to hear it, you know, to answer your question. And I think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by being among us and present, He gave us a strength that we had never experienced before. We knew he could fight those battles. But even though we have strong fighters today, you know, but it's very difficult for us to give our whole hope and aspiration into that man, because as long as the man is among us, you know, it's a constant test for that man, you know. Will he change tomorrow, you know? There's always second guessing, you know. So this is what makes the job difficult for a present day warrior, you know, because the people, you know, as they say, when you're living, you know, you're still making history, so, you know, you're subject to mistakes, you know, but once the history is sealed, then we can examine it and make it a matter of record as not to repeat those same mistakes, if you understand what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for buying and listening to this tape. I cannot thank you enough. And also, thanks goes out to Munir Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Relatively short but powerful interview, in my opinion. Very impactful things said, and what a great example of bearing witness to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and presenting it in a way that makes sense. I just thought the questions were general questions that people want to know about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. People are hesitant to investigate and want to take the time to accept that what they may be believing current state may not be correct, and that there may be something that is more in line with their nature and that is more in line with nature overall, and that is designed for you and I and our current situation. And that is what is so wonderful about being able to learn about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That is the institution of CORAL, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And going out, representing him, defending him, reminding everyone of the messenger, the last and greatest messenger of Almighty God Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farah Muhammad, who provided us this opportunity to be a part of the truth, be a part of those who are aware and that are encouraging others, who want everyone to be aware of our kind, that our Savior has arrived, and that there's a humble organization that has made it their mission and their purpose to make the Honorable Elijah Muhammad available for us to learn at our own pace. And that is a relationship that is truly needed in this day and time. Support the organization of CORAL again. That is CROE.org. If you're located in the Chicagoland area, you can visit us at 2435 West 71st Street, or contact us at 773-925-1600. I look forward to bringing you more of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and may you be blessed in the coming week as I bid you the greetings of peace and paradise of Assalamu Alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.